Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If confirmed, I will do everything in my power, and it will be my great responsibility to make America safe again.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Hey, buddy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You can add one more to it, Mark and Kim. Griff Jenkins at LAX on 0 hours of sleep, headed back to the inauguration. From the fires to the big inaugural party. It's going to be very interesting, but I always have time to call into the great Mark Cox radio show.
Well, we appreciate that, buddy. I'm telling you, call me last week from your surfing vacation. You were dependable.
Yes, listen, you know, you got to be at least that guy you can count on no matter where he is. But, you know, it is interesting going back from L.A. to the inauguration. Obviously, a lot of attention now on the incoming administration and people like Pam Bondi, who I think, to be honest with you, is going to sail through. But leaving L.A. now, it's like, you know, the fires have died down, but the devastation is unprecedented. And, you know, being up close to those fires and seeing just how dangerous of a situation it is. I think we're not, the people here are not out of the woods in the rebuild. Oh, no. Even though you've got California's governor and LA's mayor trying to, quote, fast track it, it's California. You're talking about putting in foundations on miles of Malibu coastland and rebuilding. It's going to be a long time coming for those folks.
Griff, I think I heard this on Kilmeade yesterday, but I heard somebody talking about the fact that for the people who had to rely on insurance through the state, that state insurance fund only had like $350 million in it. What's that going to replace? 20 houses?
Well, and not only that, you know, my great colleague, William Lajeunesse, who's a correspondent out here in L.A., I was out yesterday reporting and ran into him. He was working on a story interviewing the former mayor of Malibu, saying this is not only do you have the insurance and the fund challenges, but the permitting for new foundations with all of the new regulations, for new septic tanks, many of which were houses built in the 50s and 60s, and that doesn't exist at all, so you're going to have to figure something out. It's going to take an enormous amount of not only money, but also redoing things.
Yes.
And he said, ultimately, this former mayor said, look, if you're the first five guys in, man, you might, you know, not have a problem. But if you're, you know, in the middle of the pack or towards the back trying to do it, good luck. Because literally standing on that coastline, looking at the devastation, which we've all seen, is just horrific. But there's most of those houses were zero lot lines, literally buttressed up next to each other. Now there's all kinds of new regulations that houses have to be 5 feet from the next one on the left, 7 feet from the next one on the right, has to be a certain elevation, which is higher than the street. It's a disaster in and of itself, just trying to game plan how a rebuild would go. And ultimately, sadly, most of these people that have the wherewithal and the ability to try and get through the rebuild are going to be basically fighting their neighbors because things have changed so much the way from the time when that coastline was originally built.
Yeah, I just feel so bad for all those people, and I wonder how many of them are just going to say, forget it, I'm not even going back, I'm just going to get out of the state of California. You know, Griff, you mentioned you were at LAX right now trying to catch a flight. How close are these fires to the airport? Even remotely close? Is there any threat to the airport itself?
No, no threat to the airport, and it's a great question because Los Angeles is obviously such a large area, but, you know, really just not far, once you head down into the areas where we were in Pacific Palisades, you know, it's a 10-15 minute drive from the airport. But it's particularly because of communities that are densely populated like Pacific Palisades and what was threatened, even though our hotel was basically in that area in Brentwood, you've got these rolling canyons and hills and these brush fires. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I didn't realize.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If I got here and started doing this, is that there is an enormous homeless population, and there's no definitive proof that homeless fires started any of these yet. That's under investigation, and that's the next phase of this, like what caused the fire. But talking to all these firefighters, they tell me that on a near weekly basis, they're responding because the homeless go into these riverbeds and canyon trails where they can find a place to basically camp and try and live, but it gets down in the 40s and 50s and gets cold at night. And so they're building these little fires that are for cooking or to stay warm. And you get these winds, 50, 60 miles an hour, and ember blows, you know, a half a mile away. It's a recipe for disaster. Yeah. And they're really going to have to take a hard look at that. I know there's been a lot of attention on arson, but a lot of the firefighters tell me, you know, a lot of these fires are not intended to be started, but the homeless are lighting a fire and they don't have any other choice. And it just lights everything, you know, up.
You know, Griff, I know you're headed back to D.C., obviously, for inauguration coverage. Maybe you'll get some sleep on the plane, my friend, because it's going to be a zoo on probably Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
It's going to be crazy. I'll be doing on Saturday the normal Saturday show that I get to do, but then also on Big Weekend Show. And then I got a great assignment on Sunday morning. I'm going to be basically the man out there on the street for Fox and Friends on Sunday at the Trump rally. Don't forget
the
inauguration. We have probably one of the biggest rallies ever. And we're hearing that the temperatures may be in the teens, which I'm not excited about, but I am fascinated to talk to people that are going to be sitting outside freezing their butts off, but doing so to get inside that rally. And then on Inauguration Day, I'll be on the parade route right in front of the White House.
Well, I'm going to be there. I've got tickets to that rally. As to whether or not we make it over there or not, I don't know. I do have tickets to the rally Sunday, and I'm planning on being at the inauguration on Monday. So I'm gonna look you up.
Text me and get to me. We're putting Mark Cox on Fox News Channel. That's what we're doing. I got a plan. I'm going to text my producer right now.
That is awesome, Griff. You know, I've wondered about the security. I meant to ask Shannon Bream. We had her on a bit earlier. What is D.C. even like? I know you're not there right now, but you were there recently. What's it even like? Is it? I saw a listing of the street closures, and I don't even understand D.C. that well, but there can't be many streets left open based on that list that I saw.
You know, I'll tell you what. I am fascinated to see what it is. I've lived in D.C. since the mid-90s. I remember covering the 2008 Obama inauguration. I was out on the mall as a reporter, and it was like, holy cow, this security perimeter. Every administration since, it's increased. Now you have a incoming president who's had two attempts on his life, one in which he was actually shot. So I can tell you that there's going to be zero chances taken here. And I would suggest to anybody coming like yourself, bring your feet and your patience, because you're going to need both in an abundance.
And your thermal
anywhere.
And your thermal underwear.
Yeah, you might as well just buy a box, a case of hand warmers and duct tape, and just cover them on your body, because you're going to be freezing.
I'm planning to come equipped with that.
I was just talking to my producer, Alex, right now as we're about to fly back, because she's working the inauguration too. I said, you know, we're going to have challenges out in the field, because phone cell service, I think, is going to be really challenged too. So people may want to plan for that.
It's a great point. Well, have a safe flight, Griff, and thanks for giving us a few minutes from the airport this morning.
See you at the inauguration, guys. Mark and Kim, have a great one.
All right. We'll see you there. Thank you. Mr. Dependable calls me from the airport while he's waiting to fly back with no sleep after covering those fires. Isn't he great?
I could hear the airport announcements.
You could hear it in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a good guy. He's right, though. It's going to be cold. It's going to be in the around 20 degrees with a gusty wind and the possibility of snow, and fashion just has to like go out the door at that point, right?
I don't think anyone cares what anyone's wearing.
No.
Even the ladies just dress warmly.
I mean, you want to be in the theme of the moment. You want to be red, white, and blue, but I don't know how to do that and dress warmly at the same time. I do have a Trump stocking cap that I bought on January 6th that I could probably wear.
Can you bring a flag? Like, can people bring a Trump flag?
It said no signs.
Even like a little flag?
It said no signs on the grounds. Hmm. So I don't know what they mean by that. I mean, no, like, I've got a flag I could take, but I don't think that's, I don't.
Well, I'm not envisioning like a huge flag. I can't imagine them wanting that, but I'm even thinking like, you know, the ones on the little stick.
Well, there'll be people selling those, I'm sure. That's what they were doing on January 6th. They were walking around with wagons loaded with stuff sticking off of it that you could buy. And the biggest thing they'll be selling are sweatshirts, because people will underdress for this and be freezing to death.
Did you hear Trump was selling watches?
Yes, I did see that. I looked one up.
Yeah, how much?
They're about $500.
Oh my gosh, are they actually not? Do they look
like
nice?
The least expensive? Well, yeah, they're nice looking. The least expensive one is $500. I think the funny thing about that ad that they're running is that it says it at the end of it. Trump watches are not designed for investment purposes. like if you're just buying this because you think it's going to go up in value because it's a Trump watch, don't do that. But I like it's not. I don't even know what the brand is. Like it. The point is, it's got, you know, Donald Trump on it and 45th, 47th president kind of thing. And
is it like his little face on one of the hands?
I don't know. It's like the Mickey Mouse watch.
Yeah,
with his
hand.
I don't think so. But the great thing about it is that you have to really be into watches to want one of those. Because I don't wear a watch. Mm-hmm. Like I got out of the habit.
Either.
Once I got a clock on my phone, I got out of the habit of wearing a watch. And I'm not going to spend $500 on something like that. Just not. Now, if somebody wanted to gift it to me, I might be willing to take it, but I'm not gonna go buy that for myself.
Get more at 971talk.com.